A people united will never be defeated.
One of the chants at the Shutdown April 14th action today. Family members of those killed by police gathered with activists and young people concerned with police brutality and the lack of accountability they are seeing within the criminal justice system. France Jerome is with the Peace Poets.
It's almost all good in the hood till the cops get shook and try to get you for good. Put you up against the car, put your face on the hood. Try to run away, to put two through your hood. Then two through your wrist, two through your kicks, to put the passion of our youth on a crucifix. But now, how are we supposed to be when the victims all look like you and me?
At a rally at Union Square today, Gloria Lermer spoke about losing her son at the hands of police. This was when he was stopped and backed into an alley for not wearing a helmet back in 2004.
We as a society should not accept injustice as a commonplace. And I will not live in a society where this police is allowed to kill its citizen with impunity. This is a human violation.
Cornel West spoke of courage.
When you take a stand, when you're willing to take a risk and tell the truth, and the condition of truth is always to allow suffering to speak. And when suffering speaks, the powers that be have to respond in some way. And there's been too many folk not just murdered, not just killed, systematically disrespected. And we reached the point where we can't take it any longer.
West said, at the center of it all, the center of standing up for what is right, is love and respect of the people. He says, don't be confused by some black faces in high places.
For 7 years, there's been a black and brown brother or sister shot down with the police, black president, black attorney general, black cabinet security of homeland, and not one policeman sent to jail. That's a Key Sweat moment. Something just ain't right. Something just ain't right. And I don't know about you, but I come from a people and a tradition that says if you don't stand for something, you fall for anything.
Indict, convict, send the killer cops to jail. The whole damn system is guilty as hell.
More than 90 unarmed people have been shot in the U.S. by police since the start of 2015. Hedge Clippers, the coalition of activists and union members who shine a light on billionaires who are profiting on the backs of the working poor, have targeted hedge funders who invest in restaurant chains like Wendy's, McDonald's, and Burger King.
Jeff Smith!
Pay a fair wages!
Bill Atkins!
The Hedge Clippers stormed into a hedge fund conference in Midtown Manhattan on Monday. They targeted hedge fund investors who pressure companies to adopt cost-cutting measures which depress wages, punish workers, and fuel inequality. You can read more about hedge funds and poverty wages in the fast food industry by going to hedgeclippers.org. And tomorrow is the Fight for 15. Fast food workers are striking in hundreds of cities on April 15th, joined by more than 60,000 people across the country and in 35 countries around the world, from home care and child care workers to adjunct professors to Walmart employees. Working class and immigrant Long Islanders will gather tonight at 7 p.m. in Brentwood. This is to make preparations to join the National Day of Action tomorrow for the Fight for 15. Make the Road New York says on Long Island, one of the country's most expensive regions, workers know just how important this fight is. They'll show their enthusiasm to join thousands of other workers taking action tomorrow. Go to april15.org for more information. The three largest low-wage sectors, food services, retail, and home health care, have grown at 5.5%. That's from 2009 to 2014. New York City's comptroller Scott Stringer issued a report today on the impact of raising the minimum wage. He said a $15 per hour wage would put billions into the pockets of working families who need it most. With about 2.5 months left in the current legislative session in Albany, Stringer says there is more than enough time to get this done so it can take effect next year. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.